This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and in the next half hour plus, you're going to meet both candidates for United States Congress, the 17th Congressional District. And first, Republican Rob McCurry, who's been a state rep since 2020. Rob, good to see you on our video at kdkradio.com. You can watch us now on the stream. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Doing well. I'm looking at both of your backgrounds, Chris DeLuzio and you, and first and foremost, we thank you for your military service. You're pretty similar in age. You 43, he's 40. You went to West Point, two tours in Iraq. You received a Bronze Star as a captain for your service, and we thank you for that.
Thanks, Larry.
Really important because I have the tremendous amount of respect for the men and women who have served. That said, you now want to take on Chris DeLuzio for United States Congress. What was your genesis? What, you know, why do you want to do this?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Larry. And, you know, first of all, I appreciate your comments about service. It's an important part of my past. And, you know, Kelsey and I just had a chance to go see my classmates on our 20-year West Point reunion. You know, we lost 14 classmates overseas in the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, and several more since then from post-traumatic stress. So I want to honor them this morning. You know, what we're doing in stepping forward and running for Congress is a continuation of service. It is a desire to continue to give back to this great country and to represent our community well, and also really to prepare the future for our kids and for the people of this region. We have big challenges in this country, Larry. We know them. You know, we all are hearing about these challenges every day on the TV and on radio. And we need leaders to step up and design solutions and work across the aisle so that we can build a future that we're all proud of.
What is the most important issue for southwestern Pennsylvania? I think most people would say the economy, finance, money. And from your perspective, is that it, the economy?
It is. So I'll make it more personal, though. It's jobs. It's good-paying, family-sustaining jobs for each and every person and family in this region. We've been on a decline in Western PA for far too long, and it's directly due to the policy choices that we've been making in Western PA. You know, we have a county executive who just proposed a 47% property tax increase, which is devastating to working families and seniors in this region. And we have, you know, a congressman, Chris DeLuzio, who has voted against our own energy interests in Western PA, against natural gas, clean natural gas, by the way, that as we produce it, creates more jobs and helps with our environmental challenges by being one of the most cleanest, reliable sources that we have. And it's abundant here in Western PA. And so I don't get the policy position of blocking exports of natural gas. You know, additionally, voting to keep the border open rather than secure it so that we have a safer community. These are the types of challenges that I would contrast my plan with his record. But unfortunately, he's continued to duck debates. Larry, I'm glad to hear that, you know, we're both going to be on your program this morning. But I would ask voters to listen carefully and choose wisely. We all need to stand up and be counted in this moment because the future depends on it. And I look forward to representing this area in Congress and fighting for our future.
For the record, the Allegheny County Council shot down Sarah Anna Morano's budget proposal. So it doesn't look like that increase will happen. But yes, she did propose that. Meanwhile, we hear so much about the border, and so much about the border is unclear for us here in Western Pennsylvania, except that we do know there are illegal aliens, and that's where it just gets so shaded and gray. I don't think the average person here really knows the full breadth. I mean, the amount of misinformation, and it's one of the hot topics for the presidential campaign. What can a United States Congress person do to change that?
Yeah, well, I started during my campaign by going and visiting the border to make sure that I fully understood this issue. And it seems far away for Western Pennsylvanians, but let me be clear, this is an issue of security. And we directly are impacted by the drugs that are coming up through the border with Mexico constantly every day. And also the dependency on the government system that is created by illegals who come through because they do receive government assistance and protection and benefits while they work their way through the court system. And it's not just one or two people. It is 10 plus million people during the last 4 years, which is a national tragedy. It's bad for these folks who are coming through from a humanitarian standpoint as well. And it's just something we need to clean up. You know, there's there was a bill that was proposed, which made some progress on this, but it wasn't good enough. It allowed 5,000 additional folks every single day to cross over the border. And that's not where we need to be. We need to secure the border so that we have fewer drugs in this country and fewer illegals. My opponent also voted to allow or to he voted against a measure to force citizenship ID at the polls. This, again, puzzles me, and I don't understand why somebody who is well-educated would want to allow any question about legitimacy at the polls, including citizenship. And so I would pose that to my opponent to make sure that we understand his position on it. You know, Larry, he's a part of the Progressive Caucus in Congress, which is the furthest left led by AOC and participated in by Summer Lee. And so those are the types of policies that will continue under Chris DeLuzio. I, on the other hand, have committed to being a part of the moderate Problem Solvers Caucus. This is a caucus whose goal is to work across the aisle and get things done. And that's the kind of congressman that I would be. You know, I'm a Pittsburgh moderate, Larry. I want the Steelers to win and I want America to win. And that's what I'll do.
Rob McCurry, a Republican candidate for United States Congress. Appreciate your time this morning. And we'll hear from Chris DeLuzio right after the news at the top of the hour. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Larry. God bless.